urgent times. If you're living in fear of the future, wondering how the Lord intervenes with His mercy and compassion, stay tuned for an hour of inspiring, uplifting radio for a time such as this. Now here is your host, Ann McClone, with Thy Will Be Done.
Good afternoon, my friends. I'm calling from a stormy remote location, so God willing, we'll be okay with the thunder and lightning going on. But it's August 30th, 2021, and I'm happy to be live with you today. We have a very special guest who will be coming on in a few minutes from Syracuse, New York. But let us pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, to be holy and without blemish before Him. In love, He destined us for adoption to Himself. That's from Ephesians 1, verse 4. My friends, today we're going to be talking about the enthronement of the Sacred Heart, but I have a very special guest calling in from Syracuse, New York, who's been in touch with a pastor from Pakistan. And I mentioned this last week, and it's going to be a powerful program, so be sure to tell your friends. In the meantime, I wanted to give you a little update. Dr. Anton Raimondo, as far as I know, was released from ICU last night after fighting COVID. I mean, he's been fighting. So through your prayers, and let us continue to pray for his family and a complete recovery for him. And we've lost several people in the Delaware County area, Montgomery County, from this horrible disease. So I ask that you continue to pray protection upon all those who are listening and upon the family members and all those who are suffering right now from this horrible, horrible virus. So, my friends, I want to talk to you about who our guest is today. So we are going to have Shannon Holmes Guy, G-U-Y, on the air. She's coming in from the hospital. She is an RN in Syracuse, New York. She's a wife of 30 years. She's a mother of eight. She's an RN in a hospital specializing in wound and ostomy care. She's a member of the Sacred Heart Apostolate for over 15 years. She's the co-coordinator for 40 Days for Life in Syracuse, New York, since 2008. So why are we talking about the Sacred Heart? First of all, not only has she been involved in the enthronement of, I can't even begin to count, the countless homes with the enthronement of the Sacred Heart, but also she has formed a very special bond with Father Tariq Mahmood, M-A-H-M-O-O-D, a pastor in Pakistan. So we're going to be talking today and focusing on why you need to enthrone your home to the Sacred Heart, or your business, the seminary, your workplace. This is the time. I heard Kathleen last week speaking of this. There is no time to waste. For you see, to save your souls, children of my Immaculate Heart, save your souls. Prepare yourselves to stay within the refuge of my Sacred Heart. May everyone make their home a refuge of love where evil cannot penetrate. I'm going to say that again. May everyone make their home a refuge of love where evil cannot penetrate. I wanted to give you a live story. You know, we've seen the images of Afghanistan on TV. We've seen Haiti, the fires. We've seen the horrible hurricanes in Louisiana and the South. We need to enthrone our homes. There is no time like now. Don't wait a month and say, well, maybe in the winter I'll do it. And you may think because you have a picture of the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart in your home, it's enthroned. It is not. It is lovely to have a picture, and it's important to have these beautiful, beautiful images of Christ and Our Lady. But there is an official enthronement of the Sacred Heart that needs to take place, and there is no time to waste. We're going to be talking about that today and how to get your home enthroned. You may say, hey, my grandma had a picture, you know, she passed it down to me. Well, that doesn't mean, if you don't know she had her home enthroned to the Sacred Heart, it's important for you to have the home enthroned to the Sacred Heart. Very, very important. And by the way, I've had this asked of me many times over the years, if your home is enthroned to the Sacred Heart and you move, that enthronement goes with you. Again, if your home is officially enthroned to the Sacred Heart, then that enthronement goes with you wherever you move. And you just do the rededication prayer as often as you can. So this is very, very important. I mean, I wanted Shannon. She is an ardent, ardent supporter of pro-life and also of the supporter of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. She lives it. Married 30 years, mother of eight, she lives it. It's not someone sitting in an office saying, well, you know, I'm going to start to promote the Sacred Heart. She's living it. She has worked in the Sacred Heart Apostolate for over 15 years. And the Lord placed her name on my heart in preparing for the program today because not only of the Sacred Heart, but because of Father Tariq Mahmood in Pakistan. What he's doing, oh, yes, with the Sacred Heart. You can't believe the stories. This priest, he's a pastor, he's suffering. The suffering that his parishioners, now we're not talking about a huge parish like in the Philadelphia, Maryland, New Jersey, New York markets. We're talking about a parish that Shannon will tell us how many people are in his parish and how the troops came for him and his parishioners and how the enthronement outside stopped the troops and the persecution. But it doesn't stop there. They're still under new persecution. You need to hear this because we take for granted the beauty of our sacramental church, the beauty of our Holy Eucharist, the beauty of all the sacraments. We take it for granted. And this is the time when you need to step up to the plate. Again, if you do not have your home business, family, whatever, your cottage, your shore home, your mountain home, enthroned to the Sacred Heart, I really highly encourage you from the bottom of my heart to do that today. And to do a temporary enthronement, look it up online. You can go to the Sacred Heart Apostolate and look up the enthronement and then begin and then maybe call the office. And there is an official headquarters for the United States in Knoxville, Tennessee. So we'll be talking about that. But you can call 610-527-2906. And Maureen will let you know the address for Knoxville, Tennessee. I'm hoping down the road that Kathleen has the actual packets delivered to the office in Rosemont, Pennsylvania. So it will be an active ministry in enthroning homes to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And, of course, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So, again, our special guest who will be calling in shortly, she's flying in from her job as an RN in a hospital, and she's hoping to arrive on time. Her husband's supposed to set everything up for her. And, again, it's Shannon Guy. She's from Syracuse, New York, a wife of 30 years, mother of eight. She's an RN in a hospital right now specializing. She specializes in wound and ostomy care. She's a member of the Sacred Heart Apostolate for over 15 years, and she's a co-coordinator for 40 Days for Life in Syracuse, New York, since 2008. And I know, my friends, you will love Shannon, and hopefully she'll get home safely, and her husband has everything set up for her. Because Shannon has a powerful message to deliver to all of us. I didn't want to get off the phone with her last night. I want to stay on for hours because she is chock full of stories from Father Tariq and her own life and her own family life. So Joe will let me know when she calls in.
Yep, she's on now.
And God willing, everything will work well. and we will not have a problem, even though I'm in the midst of a thunder and a lightning storm in a remote location, not in the studio. So in the meantime, friends, let us pray for all our brothers and sisters in the eye of the hurricane in Louisiana and the other states. And, of course, when the Delaware Valley, the Mid-Atlantic, when it comes up here Wednesday and Thursday, and, of course, our friends in Afghanistan, our brothers and sisters, Haiti, the drought in California, you know, all the terrible things that are happening. Let us pray as a ministry for all those who are suffering today, for all those who are suffering, for we do not know what the plan of God is, but we know the Lord triumphs. He triumphs every time.
Your guest is on now.
Yes?
Your guest is on now, Anne. Yes.
Do we have Shannon?
Hello?
Hi, Shannon. I was worried you wouldn't get home in time.
Oh, no, I'm here. How are you?
Hey.
So good to hear your voice.
Can you hear me clearly?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes. We have to do this check because I'm not in the studio, and you're calling from Syracuse, New York.
Yes.
Shannon, I gave a little bio of your background, and I would love you to initially share why it's so important for our homes, families, businesses to be enthroned to the Sacred Heart. This particular radio program and Kathleen McCarthy have instructed people over the years, but let's do a little refresher. Why at this time in history is it so important for us to get on board enthroning our homes?
It's just so important right now. So many families are dealing with brokenness and hardship. And to be tuned in to the Sacred Heart and to actually go through with an enthronement and to give your entire life over to the providence of the Sacred Heart of Jesus is so important, and it's so powerful for your family. And I can't say it enough. We've been through so many enthronements and helping people. My husband and I facilitate their enthronements. And we've seen so many miracles of healing being brought to families, just beautiful, beautiful healings that are being brought into, and protection over family members. It's a very powerful, it's a public ceremony that you do, and it's a powerful ceremony because what you do is you place yourself in the kingdom of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and you ask for his dominion over your families, your businesses, your homes, your hearts. You place yourself in the center of his heart and ask him to speak to your heart. It's very, very powerful.
And there are promises given to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque regarding the Sacred Heart. And how important are those promises? They're pretty heavy duty, aren't they, Shannon?
They're heavy duty, and the Lord promises us so much, and he asks for so little in return. He just asks for us to come to him and to be devoted to him, and he makes such amazing promises to us. He promises, there's 12 promises that are often talked about, but there's actually more than actual 12 promises. But of those promises, he promises that he will bless all of our undertakings. I'm bringing them up now. In a home where his image of his Sacred Heart has people devoted to and is adored and honored, he makes promises that he will also be with them in their hardships and in their in all their undertakings, in blessings of all their undertakings. He promises he'll establish peace in their homes. He will comfort them in all of their afflictions. One that I love and cling on to is that he will he promises at the hour of death that he will give the sacraments to those that honor his Sacred Heart and go to the five First Fridays And they should not die in his disgrace and receive all of their sacraments. That's called a happy death, you know. That's a beautiful thing to have. Mm-hmm. And this one is one of my favorites. I will give them all the graces necessary for their state of life. And you know, Anne, as a mother, we need a lot of graces for our state of life.
Yes. Yes. Well, you're a mother of eight, so yes. You need a lot of graces. Shannon, again, if you're just tuning in, our special guest today is Shannon Guy from Syracuse, New York. We're talking about the enthronement of the Sacred Heart. And in a moment, we're going to be talking about a dear friend of Shannon and her husband, Father Tariq in Pakistan, and what's happening there with the enthronement and the power of this enthronement and how it changes lives and protects people. Shannon, you are, you know, many times people think, oh, Grandmom gave me a picture of the Sacred Heart, and I have it hanging in my living room.
Right.
Is that enough?
Well, chances are Grandma might have had an enthronement done in her home.
Mm-hmm.
The amazing thing about having the enthronement of the Sacred Heart is not only does it go back and do healing through your ancestral line, but it goes down and it goes forward into your descendants' line. It's a very powerful, very powerful. And so if somebody has their grandmother's photo of the Sacred Heart hanging in their home, it's already on their heart. And my guess is Grandma and Grandpa probably had an enthronement in their home. And now it's time for the descendants to carry that on and to bring all of their married partners and their children to bring it all in and do an enthronement as well. It's funny because I know several people that have their photo handed down, and it's a very powerful thing, and it's very meaningful for them to know that their grandparents or their parents prayed before this image for them, for their health and well-being, and for their safety. And so it's a very powerful thing to have an image that has been handed down. Yeah, I think that's a beautiful thing.
Shannon, just a question for you. We have kits that will walk people through the specific prayers
yes.
of the enthronement. What's the difference between an enthronement and just a dedication?
So the enthronement is a ceremony. It's a public ceremony. It's often done with a priest or a deacon. The difference is that the wording that you say and what you're actually doing, it's actually a public ceremony where you are publicly pronouncing the social reign of Jesus in your home, and you're welcoming him into your home. So it goes further than a devotion. It is you are laying your entire life down and giving it to Jesus, and you're making a public statement that you know that you are not in charge, that you are, and it's the head of the family, oftentimes the father, the husband. I know that my family is under your protection. I give my family to you for your dominion and your protection over my family. And it's that public statement is very, very powerful. It's ceremonial and it's very powerful.
Well, to our listeners, public doesn't mean you're standing outside, or
no.
it's public.
No,
that you're
and when you have the ceremony, oftentimes people will invite people into their homes, or sometimes they will have their family there, and maybe they'll have, their in-laws and their grandparents and things, and they'll have a small ceremony. Other times, people choose to bring their neighbors in and friends and somebody that's in need to come in for the blessing. It's all dependent on what the family feels called to do at the time. And the ceremony itself is not a very long ceremony. It can be 15 or 20 minutes, but it's a very powerful ceremony, and oftentimes people will, they will have a little reception afterwards and, some food and a gathering and talk about it. Sometimes in some dioceses you are allowed to do Mass in the home. Other dioceses don't allow that. It's all up to what your diocese does and what you want to do as a family. So
let's switch gears. at the end, I wanted to, if you have the information, to share how individuals could obtain some of the kits. But I want to switch gears to Father Tariq.
Sure.
I shared last week that perhaps we would have you on the air sharing some of the stories, but who is Father Tariq and why is he important to the Sacred Heart of Jesus?
So you and I know Father Tariq through our mission that we did. And I can't believe that it's been 10 years ago, Anne, since we did the first World Congress of the Sacred Heart of Jesus in Paray-le-Monial, France, 10 years ago in October. Yeah. And we had to prepare for that first World Congress for a few years. We had to go in prayer as a group and prepare for that first World Congress. And through our preparations for that Congress, we received, Gloria Anson received a letter from Father Tariq Mahmood, and he was a newly ordained priest at the time living in Pakistan. And it has always been on his heart, the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and he found the Sacred Heart Apostolate online and wrote a letter when he found out about this first World Congress, and he wanted so badly to come but did not have the resources to do so. And Monsignor Essef and some members of the Apostolate actually sponsored him to come over because his letter was so moving that he wanted to bring the peace of the Sacred Heart of Jesus to his country and to his Muslim brothers and establish a kingdom of peace in his country. And he's worked very diligently at that for many, many years since. But he did come to the First World Congress, and I remember sitting next to him. I was excited to meet him, and I went and I sat next to him at lunch, and I started talking with him about what his life was like in Pakistan. And life is not easy in Pakistan for Christians, certainly Catholics, and it's certainly a Catholic priest, it's not easy. There's a lot of discrimination that does go on, and there's many times that you don't feel safe. And he talked to me a bit about that at the lunch table. And then and I didn't see him much during the Congress after that because we were so busy, but afterwards we connected on Facebook. And I was able to, my husband and I were going on our 25th wedding anniversary, and he was studying in Rome at the time. And we met him there and reconnected and heard about all that he's been doing over the years, in the 10 years since the Congress. And he has been on fire in Pakistan. Just, he's done hundreds and hundreds of enthronements, and he is spreading the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And he has many stories of protection that he's shared with me through the years. And he's just doing a phenomenal job over there, phenomenal. So,
well, you don't think for 1 minute that I'm going to not allow you to share one of the stories of
sure.
protection. You know, you shared
sure,
one
absolutely.
Last evening. Yeah, share one
so
of the stories.
A few years back, there was an incident in Father Tariq's town. He was the parish pastor in Rawalpindi, and there was an incident in the town. And what happened was that one of the Christian women was stolen from her family by one of the Muslim men, and that does happen over there. That's just something that does happen over there. We know these things occur. And so the brother of the Christian woman actually went and murdered the imam that stole his sister. And this caused tremendous outbreak and outpouring of anger, and like you can't even imagine. So in Pakistan, how it's set up is that there's by government law, there's land set aside just for the Christians, and Muslims can't buy into the Christian land, and Christians cannot buy into Muslim land. So they're set up in, like, parishes. So this particular diocese was like a circular diocese of land of just Christians. And one of the Muslims was trying to buy in the Christian land, and Father Tariq had blocked it. And then all of this uprising came up on over this murder that happened. And so they called for the destruction of this parish and the destruction of Father Tariq. And interestingly enough, 3 days before all of this had occurred, Father Tariq had, he had built in the center of town a statue of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, a shrine to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And 3 days before all of this had erupted, he had enthroned his entire parish to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And because of that, and he will tell you flat out, because of the protection of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, they were able to get through that difficult time. He told me every single day for a month, all of his parishioners came to that shrine in the center of town at night and prayed the rosary for peace. They were, the Pakistani police had to offer protection to them. Father Tariq had to have bodyguards. There was just a period of time where they thought that they were all going to die. And it was the protection of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the enthronement of the Sacred Heart of Jesus that Father Tariq attributes to them being able to get through that very difficult time and to survive that difficult time and eventually bring peace back to that area, which was so torn apart by murder and kidnapping and all of that. So that is one of his big stories, and that was a very big one. And I remember we were all over here in America, and we were praying for him and praying for his protection and praying for the parishioners. And we all were so thankful when everything calmed down and they were able to get back to normal. However, they did decide that Father Tariq, they took him from that parish because it was too dangerous for him to stay there, and they actually, he became the spiritual director for the for all of the incoming new young men studying to be priests. So he became their spiritual director. And so he which was very powerful, he was able to take over 90 men in the seminary and train them up for two or three years under the spirituality of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And he really went deep into that spirituality with them. And so all of these young priests now that are in Pakistan have been under this spiritual direction and have gotten such a deep level of understanding of the Sacred Heart of Jesus through Father Tariq that it's now spreading all over the country, which is amazing. So,
well, speaking of amazing, my friend Shannon Guy is our special guest today. We're talking about the power of the Sacred Heart, not only globally, we're specific about Pakistan and Father Tariq. We have more stories, so my friends, stay tuned. We're going to cut to a commercial break.
Hello, Father Glacy here, and I owe a great debt of gratitude to the In His Sign radio ministry. It was this radio ministry that I listened to when I was going from being a lukewarm Catholic to an engaged Catholic, and this ministry really majorly affected the Catholic that I am today. Kathleen McCarthy, in particular, has an uncanny ability to speak to the heart, and when she speaks to the heart, she speaks with God's love, with His grace, and with His mercy. I can honestly say that I am a better Catholic, a better man of God, and have experienced the healing and joy of the gospel because of the great ministry of Kathleen McCarthy. And so I encourage others to listen to her so that they can experience the beautiful work that God does through her beautiful words.
You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio. empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. We are blessed to have had this Catholic radio apostolate for almost 40 years now. Thanks be to God for your partnership. Without you, this radio voice would be silenced. We have a monthly Mass offered for you, our loyal family of listeners. It's our way of saying thank you for underpinning our apostolate with your many prayers and financial support. This is your radio ministry, to be a voice for those who have no voice, to evangelize and to catechize for a time such as this. We know the Lord will bless you abundantly. He can never be outdone in generosity. If this ministry has touched your heart, help us to touch other hearts by supporting us with your prayers and financial support. Call us at 610-527-2906 or visit our website at inhissign.com.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio Network. I'm Ann McGlone, your host, and the program is Thy Will Be Done. Our special guest today is the infamous Shannon Guy, wife.
You got that right.
Yes, you are. Wife of 30 years, mother of eight. She's an RN in a Syracuse, New York hospital. She specializes in wound and ostomy care. She's a member of the Sacred Heart Apostolate for over 15 years. And she's co-coordinator for 40 Days for Life in Syracuse, New York, since 2008. So she knows a little bit about what we're talking about, which is the enthronement of the Sacred Heart, not only globally, nationally in the United States, but in Pakistan. Shannon, can you share any other very important stories from Father Tariq? What's happening to him now? Is he able to continue forming the seminarians, or what is happening?
So now they moved him to St. John Vianney Parish, which is up in Peshawar, and it's just over the border of Afghanistan. And so, you know, and we all know what's happened in Afghanistan as of late, and they are on high alert now up there. The police did come to Father Tariq last week, and they are telling him that he needs to put more security around his church for the parish family, and they're making demands that certain things need to be in place, barbed wire fencing, cameras. He has a whole list he sent me that they need to do, and my husband and I did, there's some benefactors here, and we called them, and we reached out, and we were able to raise $4,000 to send over to him. To be able to put all this security in place. He does have 700 families in his parish, and also there's a mountain parish that's just 5 kilometers over the border that he takes care of as well that has 60 families with that as well, so he's going to be helping that parish as well. Right now he said things are okay. He has this very deep devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and he is confident that that is going to be part of the of what's going to be his protection. However, he is doing everything that the police are asking him to do, and he's making these changes to his parish grounds and everything to have the protection that he needs in the coming future, because they don't know what's going to happen. They don't know if the Taliban is going to go over the border. They're not sure what exactly is going to happen at this point. So they're on high alert, for sure.
Okay. There are 700 families?
700 families that he takes care of.
That's extraordinary.
Yes, yes, yes. And I love following him on Facebook because the way that they do Mass, they don't have the pews that we have, and they don't have the kneelers that we have. They're all kneeling on the ground and sitting on the ground, and the church is packed from brim to brim with devoted, with just devoted Catholics over there that are praying for their families and praying with all their heart. And it's like beautiful pictures because they all wear such beautiful and bright colored clothing and everything. And it's just, I love to follow when he does the special masses and the special processions that they do. And it's just, the faith is vibrant. It's very vibrant over there. I'm just looking here. I did speak with him last night.
Of course you did.
He just is so very thankful, and he prays for his American, for all of us that he knows here in America that he's met, and he said he's offering Mass. He's praying for the soldiers' families who were killed in the bombing, and he's very thankful for our support of his country. One thing that that he really believes with all of his heart, and one thing that we are working on, Ann, is there are six dioceses in Pakistan, and we are working from grassroots up. Our goal is to enthrone each of those dioceses to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, thereby giving protection, you know, and the deep, you know, level of just devotion that that will bring. But also, Father has a dream of building an enthronement center, a national enthronement center to the Sacred Heart of Jesus in Pakistan. And it is his goal to bring peace to his land. And he is going to do it. He said I'm reading what he wrote me. He said his charism is building the civilization of love and peace in Pakistan through the powerful devotion and love of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. And his vision is to build the enthronement center and the shrine of the Sacred Heart of Jesus in Pakistan. And that's what we're working towards. And my husband and I are all on board to support that. And we definitely have a growing number of benefactors over here that are interested in well, as well as supporting that. And in my heart of hearts and in prayer, I know that this is going to be a powerful, powerful, that Pakistan is going to be a powerful country in bringing peace to the Middle East. And I do believe it's through this beautiful, humble, holy priest named Father Tariq Mahmood.
Now, Shannon, tell our listeners how they can look him up on Facebook and how you spell his name.
Okay. His name is Tariq Mahmood, and it's T-A-R-I-Q, and then the last name is M-E-H-M-O-O-D.
Okay. And so if someone does a search on Facebook, for example, they can find him.
Yeah, there's a couple of them, but they'll see the one in the priest garb. Another interesting fact about Father Tariq was he was born on Valentine's Day.
Oh.
So how very fitting, right?
Well, he must be asking for prayers, especially for our listeners, to cover him and the 700 parishioners and, of course, the 90-plus seminarians that he formed, and, of course, that the parish in the mountains with 60 families.
Yeah.
So, my friends, if you're just tuning in, we're asking that you cover Father Tariq and his parishioners and protection so they may live out their Catholic faith. And as they live in the enthronement and the protection of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, we have a lesson to learn from this. They're not afraid to enthrone their homes. And we're not talking about lavish big homes like we have here in Pennsylvania or Maryland, New Jersey, or the rest of the country. We're talking about very simple homes that are enthroned to the Sacred Heart of Jesus.
I'll tell you a little bit about his childhood. So he came, he was one of nine children. I think I spoke to you about this last night. His grandparents, so they live in like compounds. So the family will be next to the parents and the grandparents will live next door. And their houses, they can run back and forth to each other's houses, and their cousins will live down the street a little bit, and they'll all be in the same area. And so his parents, his mother's parents, lived right across, right next to their house. And when they had Father Tariq, and I think he was number six in the lineup, the mother's parents came and said, can we take him into our home, and he will be like our son, and we can raise him. And the mother was like, sure, you know, you're next door. So so he really kind of was separated out from a very young age, and he went to live with his grandparents. And although he had all these brothers and sisters, and he would go over and play with them all day, at night he would go and have dinner with his grandparents, and they would do spiritual readings with him. And as he got older, he would have to take care of them. He told me he would have to rub their feet and help them. So he was really kind of separated out from a young age, and I think that had an amazing effect on the level of his spirituality that he has today. And it's just a beautiful story to hear him talking about his grandparents and how close he was to them. And then he would laugh. He'd say, I'd go over and, you know, wrestle with my brothers and fight with them all day long or whatever and play with them. And then he would be like, oh, see you later. I'm going home to my quiet home, you know.
So he was his favorite grandson.
Story.
The favorite grandson. He was the favored grandson.
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah. Shannon, talk a little bit. Give us another one of his amazing stories. You know all his stories, well, at least many of them, with our listeners. I love the story that you just shared, but I know you have several others of how the Sacred Heart of Jesus intervened for him and or his parishioners, or the great love that he has and how he espouses that to his parishioners.
Oh, he does have a gift of healing. He has told me, you know, that there have been times when he's had to go out and been called to somebody's house. And so one of these times, this person was, he told me, was possessed by a demon. And he went out and he did the prayer, all kinds of prayers over this person. And he said he did actually see, like, the difference, just like you would read in the Bible, you know, like just that this demon came out of this person. And this has been recognized by Monsignor Essef. And Monsignor Essef has been a huge support of Father Tariq. And he just loves him so much, and he sees in Father Tariq the same love and the same devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus that he himself has. And he has sponsored Father on, they have this exorcism course that takes 2 years to get through, and it's done up in Chicago, and numerous priests from around the country and priests from around the world come to do this in-depth program. And however, it costs money, it's expensive, and again, he's been sponsored by Monsignor Essef to get through this coursework, and he now is going to be the only priest in Pakistan that has had this special training in this area, and it's very powerful, very, very powerful, and it's powerful for Father to be able to go out and do things to be trained in this, because he said they're seeing it more and more that they have this need to be able to do this, and I just love that Monsignor Essef just sees in him this beauty that I've seen for years, but I just love that they're so close, you know. So,
well, Monsignor Essef, for those of you who don't know, is an exorcist who worked with Mother Teresa, and he trained most of the exorcists in the United States and, I believe, globally. And he's in his 90s now, I believe, Shannon?
Yeah, I think he's 92 or 93. Yeah.
And it's not often that he says he loves a particular person with the heart of Christ. He's very careful, so if he's embraced Father Tariq, he's the real deal.
Yeah.
He's the real deal because
yes.
Monsignor is a very discerning man, and
yes.
He must see the Sacred Heart of Jesus in Father Tariq's eyes. So, Shannon, let's get back to, you know, he wants to build this special center for the Sacred Heart, even
yes.
in this war-torn time.
Yes.
Does he still believe that this is doable?
Oh,
or called forth by God?
Oh, he knows that he's going to get this done. He knows that this is his mission, and this will be accomplished. He foresees this center as a center of spirituality where he is going to promote the spirituality of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. He's going to deepen others' devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. He wants families there. He wants them to come. He wants classes being held. He wants a shrine in the middle of where this whole building is going to be, and he has this whole vision. And so we're starting to look into the property. I do think he did say he wants it in Rawalpindi, but I'll have to check with him on that. So he's been looking around at different property and coming up with the building. He wants it to be so beautiful that when people walk in, they are just stunned by the beauty of the place. And he wants it to reflect the beauty of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And he's very excited about it. He talks nonstop. He just is, he's focused on getting this done. And in the meantime, he is constantly around Christmas time. We want to send out all these prayer cards. He's always, always, always printing material, sending material out. Oh, yes, his latest project was for the first time, you can actually, he just produced it last week and got it out. You can listen to the rosary in Urdu, which is their national language. So people now can go on the internet and bring up the rosary in Urdu, which has never been done before, and he got that accomplished.
Amazing.
Also, he's nonstop. He also has had a couple of musical videos produced with these. It's a brother and sister team in his parish that have gorgeous voices, and he produced two beautiful videos of songs that he wrote to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. They're poems, and these two, this man and this woman, brother and sister, sing these beautiful words that's like a love poem to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and he just got that produced a few months ago. So he's always working on every angle to bring people closer into the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So...
Shannon, how do we translate his great love for the Sacred Heart of Jesus to the person in the living room right now who's sitting and thinking, oh, this is a nice story, but I'm sitting here all alone and I'm not healthy. I'm sitting in a rocking chair. What do you say to that person in regards to Father Tariq and overall enthronement of the Sacred Heart?
So you just hit the nail on the head with saying that person is sitting all alone. And we do go to many widows and widowers' homes, and they do live alone. And they do feel very lonely. One of the very powerful, I've seen this miracle happen time and time again, that when a person who lives alone and all their kids are grown, they're a widow, widower, actually does the enthronement in their home and they invite Jesus to be present in their home. I have been told they know by different people that I no longer feel lonely in my heart. I know that Jesus is here in my home with me. And I can't tell you the powerful presence that this brings into your home. You invite him and he comes. And that's his promise. I will be with you. So they're sitting in their chair and they're afflicted with different medical issues and they're feeling lonely. Well, now they have Jesus with them in their home, and they have somebody who understands their afflictions because he took on all of our afflictions. He understands, and they have somebody that they can share with right in their own home, right there with them. So, and that's something I've heard time and time again. It's beautiful testimony to actually bringing the presence of the Sacred Heart of Jesus into your home and having him as your friend. You become friends with the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So,
Shannon, what is the future vision of Father Tariq in terms? Does he have hope for his country
for this enthronement?
Tell us about his hope for the future.
He is filled with tremendous hope, when I say he's humble and there's no cynicism in him. He is so filled with hope, and he's like a child sometimes, like that, just that childlike faith and the trust, the level of trust. Things do get, when all that happened before, and he did, he was nervous that he had to have bodyguards and everything, but he always believed that they would be brought through it, and they were. And he always says never give up hope, never give up hope. And he's always encouraging more prayer and just taking your worries to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, just spending more time with him, and just spending more time in prayer, less time worrying, more time in prayer, and to know that God is going to bring you through. He's got a big devotion to Padre Pio as well, pray, hope, and don't worry. And so he's always filled with hope, and he has a vision that he knows that God is giving him this vision. So if God is going to give him this vision, God is going to equip him to get this vision done. And he just always takes it to prayer and moves one step at a time forward with what he feels God is calling him to do.
When he returns to the United States to visit you, can we have him on the air?
Absolutely. He would love to.
I would love to have him on the air with Kathleen in particular.
Oh, yes.
And to have him minister with Kathleen at perhaps some parishes down here in the Philadelphia market.
Oh, my God, that would be so
let us know
amazing.
If and when he comes back to the United States so we can set this up.
I will. Now, we're waiting because of the COVID. Some of the classes had to be switched to online. And so he's supposed to come back in November, and we're praying that happens because we haven't seen him now in about a year and a half, well, since before COVID. So we're praying that happens. And then I'll get my son on, too, because my 14-year-old son does his accent and talks like Father Tariq.
Well, first...
And it was very, very tasty, very tasty.
Well,
I have my son get on the phone
years.
With him and do his accent, and Father Tariq just starts laughing.
How would one be in touch with you, Shannon? We know Father Tariq. Spell his name again for those who are just getting out of work.
Sure.
How they can check him out on Facebook and see him. And how would one be in touch with you, for example, or the Sacred Heart in terms of enthroning the Sacred Heart?
Well, we have a website, thesacredheartapostolate.com. It definitely walks you through how to do an enthronement to the Sacred Heart. I know in Philadelphia that there are numerous facilitators because many of them were on our global team. But they can connect you with a facilitator through the headquarters at the Sacred Heart Apostolate. If anyone's in Syracuse, my husband and I certainly can help you out, or in the surrounding areas. And so go to sacredheartapostolate.com and you will find the information, just a treasure trove of information about what the meaning of the Sacred Heart enthronement, how to go about it, that type of thing. Also, Father Tariq's name is spelled T P-A-R-I-Q, and then his last name is M-E-H-M-O-O-D. And there's a couple of Tariq Mahmoud, so he's the one with the priest garbs on.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Jesus, for this. So, Shannon, and again, friends, you can look him up on Facebook. You can see all the wonderful things that he's done. And the Sacred Heart Apostolate.com is a website where you can find out more about enthroning one's home to the Sacred Heart. And also, they'll connect you to Knoxville, Tennessee. And I'm hoping and praying, and I know that Kathleen wants to do this, that the kits will be available in the fall in the office and at the studio.
So, oh, great. Yes. I know. I have to get more kits myself. I'm running low.
There you go. So, yeah. Shannon, I thank you for being with us today. You were such a gift. Let us say a short prayer together, if you could say a short prayer for our listeners, sure. That they would be blessed. And I'm sure Father Tariq is praying for them as well. So just pray for our listeners, please.
Sure. Heavenly Father, we love you so much. We're so humbled before your awesomeness and your presence. We thank you so much for the gift of life. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to send your Holy Spirit down upon us and to bring us into your presence. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to please take away any worry that we have for the future. We ask for you, Heavenly Father, to please cure any ailments that we might have. And Heavenly Father, if they can't be cured, we ask for the patience and for the steadfastness to be able to carry our crosses and to please you with carrying our crosses, Heavenly Father. And we ask, Lord, that you just heal all of the brokenness in our families and bless each and every member of our families and our friends and bring peace into our land and peace into our homes. And we ask, Heavenly Father, for you to enlighten us with your wisdom so that we can move forward in grace and in wisdom and to serve you and please you every day of our lives. And we ask all this, Heavenly Father, through the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of our Blessed Mother Mary. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Shannon Guy. We hope to have you back with Father Tariq. And we pray that all of your endeavors with the work in the hospital and the Sacred Heart Apostolate and the 40 Days for Life continues and that your family is blessed.
Thank you very much
for being with
Andrew
us today.
Andrew, sister, miss you. Hugs and kisses.
God bless you. God bless you. My friends, next week it'll be a rebroadcast because it's Labor Day, and then we'll be again live with you the following week. So that may the Lord bless you and keep you, and may Our Lady's mantle be wrapped around you, and know that the Sacred Heart of Jesus is calling you today. God bless you.
Be alert. Stand firm. Trust in God's plan for your life. Be sure to tune in next week for a new dose of hope. You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio on WTMR 800, Camden, Philadelphia.